Welcome to the Powered by Transova podcast, where Transova team members and industry experts will cover how our reproductive toolbox of embryo transfer, in vitro fertilization, sorted semen, and cloning technologies can multiply the success within your livestock breeding program. Throughout our series, we will also cover a wide array of topics such as frequently asked questions, management and care advice, as well as client and location highlights.
Welcome to today's Powered by Transova podcast. Emily and I are here with two lovely individuals this morning. We're going to be talking about all things buying, shipping, transferring, all of the things with embryos and what you need to do. And these lovely ladies are going to give us some insight into some of that. Today we have with us Jacqueline Parody and Claire Dayornelis. We'll go ahead and get started and have you introduce yourselves so you can give a little background on each of you. Claire, do you want to kick us off?
I'm Claire Dayornelis. I've been with Transova Genetics for almost 9 years now. I started off being a professional service embryologist for the first 4 years, and I moved to client service. And now I serve as the client service director. My husband and I live in Northeast Missouri, where we have some show calves and some show pigs.
And I'm Jacqueline Parody. I've been with Transova for 5 years now. I started just doing domestic shipments with courier movement and customer pickup stuff out of our corporate headquarters in Sioux Center, Iowa. And I've moved into the regulatory team lead role, which lets me kind of help with exports and coordinate stuff company-wide to make sure shipping goes off without a hitch. I live with my husband and my daughter in Southwest Minnesota.
Awesome. Well, thank you both for joining us this morning. I think this is a topic that we get a lot of questions about, especially with the amount of online sales. We had Tyler Humphrey on a few months ago, and he talked about all of his success. But I think the biggest thing that comes from all of that is, I bought embryos, now what? And so I think you both have great background and will be able to give us some insight into that. So the first question is going to be for Claire. You know, what are things to look for when buying embryos and semen on a sale?
I think it's always good to read in the details. Of course, I'm more of a detailed person, but kind of what you're looking for. Are you looking for them to be sexed? Do you not care what the sex of the embryos are? How many they're actually selling? A lot of guys now have moved to selling 4 instead of 3. And quite a few embryos come with the guarantee of a pregnancy. But again, just reading all the details and kind of knowing what best fits your program. And if you have any questions, I'm sure that the consigner of those embryos is more than willing to answer any of those. And a lot of those with the guarantee also come with some stipulations about who puts those embryos in, just trying to make sure you get the best success out of their product that they're selling you.
Very good. So I'm very guilty of, you know, you click that bid button and then all of a sudden the box turns green and I've won the lot. And so what's the first thing I should do once I've successfully bought something from an online sale?
From my experience from buying some stuff online, at least confirm. Everybody gets an email saying you won. So confirm that you have purchased the embryos, confirm the actual lot that you purchased, the correct mating, everything was correct on that. And then contact the consigners to actually ask where those embryos are located. Sometimes they put a general storage location on there because that's where most of them are, or they have intentions to be getting them to that storage facility, and ask them, you know, where they actually are located and if they have released them yet to that client. Yeah, you have a bill of sale that says you bought these embryos for Transova Genetics purposes, especially with our clients. The client themselves has to release that property to you. We can't take a bill of sale from the online facility and say that these are yours.
And I think that leads into our next question of, why aren't my embryos showing up in my account? And dang it, Claire, why haven't you done that yet?
Well, sometimes it is my fault. Maybe you haven't gotten it done quite yet for the day. Sometimes maybe the consigner hasn't had the opportunity to send those in quite yet, or maybe there's a misspelling with your name or something just was slightly off, so we didn't find your account that's in our system. All those are great options that can happen, but calling in and just kind of asking and verifying. You can check your mytransova.com account to see That's live and in person. As soon as I move those embryos into your account, those are over there. For the consigners of the embryos, we actually have a new part of MyTransOva where you can actually release the embryos on your MyTransOva account. Sends an email to your client service rep. And if that person has an account, we'll go ahead and move them over. Otherwise, we leave them as sold to, and that buyer's name stays on those embryos and those embryos stay in your account.
Well, that's kind of a nifty new function, because I know client service representatives are constantly dealing with finding embryo releases to get embryos, you know, into the right account and where they need to be. Can you, Jacqueline, maybe this is a great question for you. What are the shipping options that Transova offers? I have embryos, but I kind of want them sent here or there. What do you offer?
Sure. We kind of have a wide array of options for you, depending on where you're at. One of our most common options is having you rent one of our Transova tanks and us shipping them directly to your farm. So if you do that option, we ask that you call early and give us implant dates or specific need by dates so that we can get you scheduled and on the list. Another option would be for you to send in your shipper to us or where the embryos are located, and we will ship them back out to you. You can also have it sent if we have a courier going to a location that you work out of, a PWP or somewhere. We can send it that way. Or we can sometimes send between Transova centers. There's a regular shipment from Iowa to Texas and from Iowa to Maryland. So we can get things on the bus that way and to you.
Very good. And I'll just add too that if you're in the market for buying something, and you think that you'd be using Transova, or they have on this sale, it says embryos are stored at Transova. And you don't already have an account with us, it's probably good just to call in and get something set up, wouldn't you say? Just so you're prepared, and that way things get moved right away.
Absolutely. I think a lot of times those sales will just say Transova. They're at Transova. So call in and figure out, you know, which location they're located at so that we know how we can get you those embryos and how much it's going to cost and a timeline for you.
Perfect. So Jacqueline, what would you say are some of the do's and don'ts when shipping frozen product? I mean, I think where I'm from, a lot of people, we just show up at the Beef Expo with our tanks. It's kind of funny to see how many different buggies people get to carry around their tanks around the fairgrounds, but not a lot of people are familiar with shipper tanks. So what are some do's and don'ts for shipping?
So for shipping specifically in a vapor shipper, it's important to remove that product right away when it gets shipped to you and store it in your storage tank under liquid nitrogen. The vapor shippers are only cold for 9 to 10 days maximum. So you need to get that out of there and safe under liquid nitrogen so everything stays nice and cold. Make sure to transfer things as quickly as possible or have somebody who's trained move that for you. And it's important to just make sure that you're looking, and some telltale signs that the tank is for sure cold is that there's going to be vapor coming out of there when you open the lid. If you have any questions, if it's cold or not, we can help you kind of talk through that and check it out for you. But yeah, another thing would be to stay out of direct sunlight and out of the wind so that those embryos and semen can stay safe and not warm up.
Very good. You've given a lot of options in terms of getting embryos to people and the shipping options. How far in advance does somebody need to line that up? Like, what, I want my embryos tomorrow. I mean, how much notice do you realistically need to get embryos to, you know, an appropriate location?
Sure. We get kind of seasonally busy around here, depending on implants, and the beef guys kind of have their seasons, and so we get pretty busy here in the spring. So if you know you bought embryos and you have something scheduled already, your best bet is to call as soon as you can. And if you do need it quickly, to maybe have another option, send your tank to us. And we can usually get those out a lot quicker. If you want to get on the list to rent a Transova shipper, sometimes it can be up to 2 weeks before you'll be able to get your stuff. So keep that in mind and try to plan accordingly. But the sooner you call us, the better, really. Then we can get you scheduled.
I'd say a good rule of thumb is if your seeders are going in and you don't have your embryos, maybe give us a call.
Hopefully they call before that, right?
Yes.
So I guess the next question is, you know, talk about lining up shipping in advance. If somebody lives within driving distance of a Transova facility where they know their frozen embryos or semen are stored, how in far advance should they call about that? Can they just show up? What is the preference there?
Sure. Depending on our site, we have stuff stored at maybe different buildings within a few miles of each other. So we would ask that you call at least a day ahead of time to let us know that you're going to come, and you can absolutely come pick up your stuff.
Very good. And the reason you'd like advance notice, it'd be interesting to post a picture with this podcast episode of how big, you know, how many embryos are being stored at some of our locations. And so, you know, just switching them over real quick isn't always, I guess, a quick process. And so giving you guys a heads up means that when you stop by, your stuff is prepared and it's a kind of a quick, easy trip for you as a client. So I think that's interesting.
I think it's important to note that they just don't pull the embryos, that they verify every embryo in that cane. They print off the paperwork with that cane, with all, you know, every cane, and that's what gets handed to you. So it's a little more involved than just pulling them out of the tank. And I think that's why it takes a lot longer than people expect. And that's why they want a 24-hour notice.
Very good. Thanks for adding that, because that's very, very true. I was trying to explain why the process can sometimes take longer than what you might initially think. What about storing embryos at Transova? I bought these embryos in this sale, but I'd kind of like to keep them there because I'm not sure when I'm going to put them in yet. What are the storage options?
We do have storage options for you, depending on the account type. Depends on when we do start actually billing for storage, just because, you know, we do have some cost in that with liquid nitrogen and inventory and such. We do want you to utilize your embryos, but they are still here in our vats, and we're not just going to throw them on the ground just because they've been here for, you know, an extra month or so.
Yeah, we actually have quarterly billing after a certain amount of time if you have inventory stored. So
if you're planning on storing with us for more than a couple of weeks and you do not have an account, it'd be best that we go ahead and set up an account for you to get those moved out of the consigner's account and into your own personal account, so you have control and monitoring over those embryos or semen.
Awesome. Well, is there anything around this topic that people should know that we haven't covered? Anything else that you want to add in?
There are a lot of insurance companies that will cover your shipping or your property that's in the Transova tank or in your own personal tank. And Transova has a relationship with a couple of those different companies, and we can get them the paperwork should you choose to insure your property that's being sent to you. UPS does some wonderful things, and it's quite amazing how they can get stuff all the way around the country. But there are times that it gets messed up, and that's a very nerve-wracking thing to be put through.
Very good. So if you had one key takeaway you would like to leave people with, that, you know, a client that maybe just bought embryos or is planning to buy embryos, what's one key takeaway you'd want to send home with them?
Talk to the consigner of the embryos first to verify where those embryos are and that they have released them. We're happy to help, you know, narrow those down and track them down if we need to. But it's also a good point of contact to talk to those kind of people. We're all in the same industry. Everybody has a different story. You might learn something along the way while you're wondering where your embryos are.
One thing from my end of it is when we get calls and shipping about, do you have my embryos? Are they released to me? Those kind of questions. If you know more than just the lot number, that would be very helpful. A lot of times guys call in and say, I bought this lot on this sale. Do you have them released to me? And we actually don't have any of that information. So it's really good for us to know the matings, the ranch that is selling them to you, that kind of information, so that we can find that for you.
Yeah, I'm sure that would be helpful, especially because you're not sure what lot is what. And, you know, I could say I bought lot 2 in this Show Circuit online sale last night or Steer Bidder sale, and you would have no idea what lot 2 actually consisted of. So that's probably great information to have when you call in.
Well, and a lot of these bigger ranches have multiple sales within a short amount of time. Like, I think I just saw one that he had a semen sale, and then 2 weeks later he had a female sale. And it's like, how do you know what lot two is unless you tell us? So of which sale, and sometimes it's, how do you know which sale within a month? So providing as much information as possible can really go a long way. One thing that I think we should probably go back to is about the lot listings that Claire mentioned, you know, asking questions and understanding what you're buying. Claire, maybe talk a little bit more about, a lot of times the lot says you have to have it implanted by a certified embryologist. Maybe go into what that means.
Some of the embryos do say, you know, it has to be implanted by a certified embryologist or AATA certified technician. So those technicians or practitioners, they actually take a test and are certified with the AETA, American Embryo Transfer Association. And that just means that they've taken a test and gone through all the proper training to be putting embryos in. And so that helps ensure those guys, you know, that we had a certified person putting the embryos in. So we are giving the embryos the best possible chance to make a pregnancy and to guarantee, for them to be able to guarantee that you're going to get one or two pregnancies based on what the details say with those embryos based off of that. So they're putting a lot of faith in their product, and they're just asking in return that you all just do a little bit of background on who's putting the embryos in to make sure we're doing the best possible situation for the embryo.
Maybe to build on that, Claire, we've talked about, you know, the embryos can be stored at a couple different Transova locations, but that doesn't necessarily mean they have to be put in at that location. And we've talked about shipping, you know, directly to the client. Could you maybe talk about the options for transfer in terms of like satellite location, PWP, just kind of the options that people might have for implanting those embryos?
Right. So we do, Transova does have recip herds that we have recips that are 60-day pregnancy, and those are available for purchase, and that depends on the time of the year and our availability. So if that's something that you're interested in, I advise you to call your client service rep immediately and get on the books, because especially this time of year, those recips do fill up fast. We have a certain number that we will put in every week. We can get those to different satellites, and some of those satellites, you know, are actually owned by practitioners that do embryo transfer. They'd be happy to help if they aren't, and our team is there. And depending on the facility, we should have the availability to be able to transfer those embryos. We'll get you a shot schedule for your recips to help sync them up to make sure it's going to be a day that our team's there. If you have, depending on where you live, and if you have quite a few recips around, we can also discuss setting up an on-farm, and our team will actually come to you and we can transfer those embryos there as well. But yeah, we can ship them to anywhere that you need them to go. If you need them to go to your practitioner or local vet to be stored with them, we can get them there as well. We've gotten pretty creative in how we can get some embryos in places. So we can absolutely assist you and even potentially help you find someone if we aren't available to do that.
Yeah, I will say that's a good way of putting it, Claire. We have gotten creative of getting embryos to places and putting them in. I mean, I remember when I was an embryologist, we do like 5 transfers, an OPU, and then another couple of transfers, you know. So whatever we can do to during the busy season to get it done, we'll do our best to get it there. So Jacqueline, you mentioned that you help company-wide with the regulatory. Maybe talk a bit about, you're based in Iowa, but talk a bit about what other locations store embryos. Is it all Transova locations or just a few? And maybe is there a capacity limit? Tell us what that looks like.
Sure. All of our major IVF labs can store inventory for us. So that would be Maryland, Texas, Dumas, Texas, Washington, California, and our Yackley, South Dakota site, our Missouri site. Those can all store, have major capacity for storage. Our Oklahoma site doesn't have much storage, but we can definitely transfer stuff there for implants or for you to pick up, but not long-term storage.
A lot of our satellite facilities, they are beef reproductive places, and they might personally have a tank there, but most of them, Transova Genetics does not own a tank there. We're happy to arrange for your embryos to come and for you to come pick those up while our team is there. But if we are needing to get those to a satellite center, we just ask that you've already contacted that satellite center if you need them to stay and talk to the owner if you need them to stay. A lot of them are pretty accommodating, but it's not a long-term storage facility for them.
Good to know. We've talked a lot about shipping embryos kind of domestically around, you know, the United States from Transova location to Transova location to satellites to PWPs, or our Partnering with Practitioners program. Is there anything to keep in mind if you're wanting to buy embryos and send them internationally? Kind of maybe give a little bit of background on the differences between shipping just, you know, in the U.S. versus somewhere else.
Sure. So maybe buying embryos for exporting to another country, it can be iffy. So we need to know a lot of information on the embryos, the collection day, the collection site, who collected them, some donor testing, sire testing, and then how the embryos were processed. So just because you see embryos on a sale that maybe say they can be shipped to Canada or another country, we really would ask that you call in and kind of get the backstory on that so we can verify that yes or no, they will or will not be able to be exported. We would like to start the export process before the arm is in the cow. So that's really the most important is if you're thinking of exporting embryos, try to get a hold of us so that we can set you up for success. That would be the best. But yeah, if you're thinking of buying something on a sale, we can definitely investigate for you and see if it is exportable before you purchase those.
Sorry, Jacqueline, I know that was a whole can of worms. The export thing is a whole nother probably podcast episode worth of information, but I just thought we'd cover some of that if somebody was, you know, considering buying embryos for that purpose. So thank you for covering that in a concise manner.
No problem.
Well, I think we are at the end of our questions here and our time. Thank you both again for getting on and offering your insight. Is there anything else that you'd like to add about this topic or Transova in general, or words of wisdom for the world of podcasts?
If you have questions, feel free to give us a call. If we can't release that information about, you know, a specific donor or something, we can verify that with the owner or the consigner of the embryos or anything like that. Never be afraid to ask questions, but be ready for us to ask you a few questions back to get a little more information on what exactly we're needing to do for you.
Yes, help us help you succeed. The more information, the better. Sometimes, I guess maybe I'll just throw this in there. Sometimes we get tanks in shipped to us that don't belong to us that have no information, no notes. The tanks aren't labeled, and we have to really investigate based on the address that they came from. And sometimes that's a UPS address. So it's really hard for us to figure out who the tank belongs to. So even just a simple note inside saying, hey, this is my tank and this is what it's for would really help. But yeah, just help us help you succeed by giving us the information we need.
Yeah, definitely. I think everybody's best bet is just to call in. I know we get messages through all of our platforms of communication, and it's just easiest if you could call in and give us the information directly. All great stuff. Thank you both for hopping on today. We will link both of your emails to the podcast notes, so if anybody has questions, they can reach out. Thank you both again for joining us. I think this is a great bit of information, especially now as we're getting through sales. I feel like it's just year round now for these online deals. So I think this is relevant year round. But thank you again. And we will catch you all next time on the Powered by Transova podcast.
We appreciate you tuning in to Transova. If you have any topics you'd like to hear more about, send an email to moreinformation@transova.com. Thank you.